today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What time is it? When was the last time someone asked you that question? What was their motive for asking you this question? Life moves at such a rate of speed that there are times when you don't choose to know what time it is. There are times when we have so many activities going on around us that we forget all about the precious gift called time. I have made up in my mind to learn, to live, and lead with time in mind. Now, what time is it for you? When I consider the answer to this question, I would say it's time to get right with God and do it now. That was my grandmother's favorite song. If that's the case, why are so many people ignoring what time it is? Let's be intentional about witnessing, leading, and living today. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, it is written, "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, 'In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.'" Paul was applying Isaiah's words to the present situation in Corinth. There is a time in God's economy when he listens to sinners and responds to those who are repentant. And it was and is that time right now. We should echo the words of Paul as we encounter those who are outside of the body of Christ. To be outside of the body is to be without him. To be outside of the body means to be from up under his wings of protection and provision. You and I must share with the world and those we encounter, those we embrace, and those we encourage that now is the time. Now is the time to put away our plan and accept God's plan. He has everything already worked out, but we won't realize it until we work his plan. Now is the time for us to put on the righteousness of God and take off the old garment. Now is the time for you and I to meet the unsaved at the crossroads of making the greatest decision of their life. Today, inform them with love that God is calling their name and today is their appointed time. Now is the time for you and I to plead with them with the intentional, committed passion Paul pleaded with the Corinthians. You are their hope for a brighter, better, and abundant life. Now is the time to accept Jesus as Lord. Let that be your testimony and be a witness to others today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.